Mishnah says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in Dalon Beis is min anesuin. The woman's kovas are kol. The Iker Ksuvin Tosefis. The Gemara is a shaylin in Bava Medalev. Rabban asked a shaylin. Nichnas lechupah v'nivala. What's the din? Is chibis chupah kona or is chibis bia kona? So according to the Ritva and the Rosh, the Gemara is poshut the shaylin that chibis chupah is kona. Not chibus bia, chibus chupus kona. And then the Gemara has a shaila by Ravashi, nichna sulachupo pirsanida mahu. So the Gemara says chibus chupus kona. That could be the based theme to Salomar, or possible chibus chupus kona. So do you need a chupus chazir bia or not? So Gemara leaves it as a teku. So what exactly is the stud asofik in these two shailas? So maybe based on what we say, we can come up with a hezra what the study asafik are. We know that when a kaddish a woman, kedushin, the Mishnah says in kedushin beizim araf, you can do with kesef shtar and bia. Either one of the three is good. And the Yushalmi has a havamina that you require all three, kesef shtar and bia. And the maskan is, of course, one of the three suffices. So if Gusman has in the sefer, why would you have a havamina that you need all three? So he says that the kesef would focus on the mominus, the shtar would focus on the fact that by minkadasher you aser hurt everyone else in the world, and the bia, of course, is the heter of snius of the ishus to the chassan to the kawa. So kamashma, one of the three accomplish all three. But we know that kedushin is aser la kuliyama kehektish. And then we have a second stage, which the Gemara discusses, is now, which we just said over, is Nisuin. And Nisuin, the Mishnah has in Zion Amadav, was 12 months after Erisin, to give time for the Chassan to prepare for the Suda, and the woman to prepare for the Tachshitin. And there would be a 12-month gap between Kedushin and Nisuin. And the Nisuin accomplishes a Het to Labaila. That's what Nisuin accomplishes. And the Tos says Msachem Akuf Beizim and Beiz, and the Ramah quotes it in Ibn Ezra, I think it's Simon Samach Aleph, that we, from the Chubis Rashi, that we have a minig to read the Ksuba between the Kedushin and the Suin, to commemorate the fact that even though nowadays we do the Kedushin and Suin on one shot, but we commemorate that there was a gap. And Rav Shechter Shlita always teaches us that if the Rav's going to give a drasha under the chuppah, he should give it then after the Kriyas Ksuba, and not at the end after the Sheva Brachas, because we know Meritzin Chassan Lekala, that we run the Chassan and Kala to the Cheder Yichud, to have the Brachas to be juxtaposed to the Yichud. So it's not right that the Rav gives a drasha at the end. He should give it after the Kriyas Ksuba to build up, to expand that there was a gap between the Kedushin and Nisuin. But Nisuin is in fact the heter labaila and creates the heter where the baal can be with the kala. Most rishonim hold that there's an issur derabanan to be boiled one's arusa lifnei nisuin, not to do it l'shem nisuin. Except the shita mikubetzis quotes a ravid in zionim and beis that claims it's an issur d'yoraisa mamish to have bia with one's kala before nisuin, if you're not doing it l'shem chuppah. And I thought maybe you could suggest, Tosfos says in the beginning of our Pesachim at Tzadi Tesemet Beis, he quotes the Yushalmi that eating shmura matz on Erev Pesach before the Seder is considered to be boil arusasa beis chamav. That's what the Yushalmi says, that you couldn't wait till the Lel Seder. So most Gedol Achronim paskin that that's an Issa D'Rabbanan to have shmura matz on Erev Pesach before the Seder. But the Pri Chodesh writes in Hilchos Pesach that it's an Issa D'Oraisa to have Shmura Matzah on Erev Pesach. So many Gedol Achronim said, where did the Pri Chodesh get this from? So maybe we could suggest he learned like the Ravid. The Ravid, the one Rishon that says that there's an Issa D'Oraisa to in fact have beer with one's Kala before Nisuin. So Lamaisa, the Pri Chodesh learned like the Ravid. He took the Yushalmi very seriously. So that's a very big riot to see that you see that there's two stages, that there's Kedushin and Nisuin to the degree there's certain is a Rishon that says that it's Mamash and Issa D'Oraisa. To that degree, that creates that there's a gap between the Kedushin and Nisuin. So we have this concept of Nisuin, and Nisuin is considered to be that second stage. It's interesting, Rabbi Yoshev, in his Sefer Ha'aris and Ksubas on Zion and Beis, points out, why don't we say Shechianu on Kedushin? So he points out because there's no heter to live with the Kala after Kedushin. So it's like buying a house before you live, so you don't put up mezuzahs, you don't say Shechianu. So he says, who adin nami? But Bizman has that we do Kedushin Nisuin at the same time. Why is there no Shechianu on Kedushin? So he says, maybe it won't be a happy marriage, like the Gemara and Brachas on Davches, Chashvachom, Matzo, Motza, Kedarmi, Ma'arava. So he says that's why we wouldn't say Shechianu. So you could ask that same kasha, why not on the Suin? Why don't you say Shechianu soon? So maybe we'll get back to that. But Lamaisa, what this sets up for us to define, that we have this concept of Nisuin. Kedushin and Erisin are synonymous, the same word. Nisuin and Chuppah are also synonymous as well as that second stage. So the Shaila is, the Rav Zatzal presented that this concept of Nisuin, how do you view Nisuin? Is Nisuin considered to be a Gemar Kinyan of the Kedushin? Basically, the way he articulated was it's a Saras Samonea. There's a stopgap. Really, what? Everything's accomplished at Kedushin. There's an Isser to be with her before Nisuin, and that doing the Nisuin, doing the Chuppah, takes away that Hasara Samonea. That's what it accomplishes. But really, it's really a Gemar Kinyan. It's a Memela. And once you do, it's kind of like the Torah takes over. It's like Yibum, in a sense. You do a Maisa Yibum, the Torah takes over as the Chalois. Or no, maybe you could suggest that Kedushin is a separate Kinyan on its own, Mamish, and just Kedushin is a separate Kinyan on its own, and Nisuin is a separate Kinyan on its own, and it's completely a separate Kinyan, and we view it as a separate stage. That was the Shaila that we want to present. The Rav went with the first Mahalik. So the first Nafgimini you have is on the same, our same Daf. On the Nunvav and Af, on the bottom, the Gemara presents a Machlaikas or Meir Reb Yehuda, if you're Mekadosh, a woman, where you want to have no responsibility. Believe it or not, when you get married, there's responsibility. But the guy wants a Mekadosh, the woman, with no responsibility. It's Mekadosh or Shein Law Shir Ksus V'ona. So what's the din? So Reb Meir says it's not good because the Tanah Mashkaz of the Torah. And Reb Yehuda says it's good because Dover Shiva Momon Tanai Kayim. Dover Shiva Momon, Shir Ksus V'ona, Ona, the Ritva says if by not doing Ona, you're Maziker. So it's a din Momon. So the Rav pointed out beautifully, says Shir Ksus V'ona kicks in at Nisuin, doesn't kick in at Kedushin. Why is the Gemara present the Shalom Akadash Amanah Shein La Shir Ksus V'ona? It's only a din by Nisuin. So the Rav wanted to be a Rai, he snatched it right out of the Gemara. You see from this Gemara Klor that Nisuin is a Gemara Kinyan of Kedushin. It's a Asar Samonei, it's not a Kinyan on its own. Really, it kicked in Bishas Kedushin. There's just a stopgap that you haven't done yet, and you have to just, you know, do that, and then you're finished, and then you have the Kedushin and Nisuin are implemented practically. But if for all intents and purposes, it was Chav Bishas Kedushin. And that's why the Gemara presents the Machlek as Mekadesh. So the Rav held, you see, that like the first side, that it's considered to be a Gemara of the Kedushin, it's like a Hasar Samonei. That's the first Raya that he wanted to say. Second Raya that he wanted to say, that Nisuin is a Gemar, it's a Sara Simonea. There's a Taisa Kedushin on Yudam and Aleph. Taisa has a Kasha, but we don't have to get into the Kasha, but he has four Teretz from that Kasha, but the last Teretz is from Rav Nissim Gon. Rav Nissim Gon says a Chiddush, and he says that when it comes to Kedushin, you need Gemar Biyat. If a guy's going to Mekadosh a woman Biyat, we don't do it. The Gemara says in Daf Yud Gimel that we're like on someone who does not sneeze, but if he's Mekadosh B'biyah, he needs Sof B'biyah. But by Nisuin, Haschalus B'biyah is enough. That's the Chiddush of Nissim Gon. So what's the Svara behind that? So when it comes to Kedusha, you're creating a new Kinyan, a totally new relationship, in Igmar B'biyah. But since Nisuin is just a Hasar someone, hey, it's a Gemara of Kedusha, you don't have to have a Sof B'biyah. Haschalus B'biyah would suffice. That's the Svara of Nissim Gon. That's what the Rav Zatzal wanted to say, because he went with this Mahalik that he felt that Nisuin. Now, to defend the other Mahalik that Nisuin is a separate Kinyan, you can read our Gemara that Kedushin is Lav Dafka, and meant Nisuin, didn't mean Kedushin. And to Dingzach and that other Nafkamina, there's three other Terutzim in that Taisvis, and not everyone agrees with Rav Nissim Gon. Maybe by Nisuin Taki you would need Gemar Biyah. So, Lomaisa, those are two very good nafkaminas to the shailas, how you view what the getter adin of Nisuin is. It's interesting that there is a Dago Mirvava in Simon Shin Mem Beis in Yordaya that writes that he records a minig that when Nisuin would be done, the Bedekin, which we'll get to, is one of the Shitas in Rishon of what Nisuin is, happens to be very unique because that is done before Kedushin. It's a machlokes, the Ritva and the Ramban, can Nisuin be Chal before Kedushin? That's a major machlokes, Ritva and the Ramban, in Kedushin and Daf Yudam and Aleph. Bedekin, we know in all our weddings, is done before Kedushin. So even if you hold Nisuin as Chal, even if you hold Nisuin before Kedushin as Kaina, it's only Chal, Rav Shefter Shlita pointed out, Bishas Kedushin. And there's no one's going to say that after the Bedekin, if God forbid the Chassan dies, that she's an Amana. There is a Taz in your day, and Shin Bei seems to be have a mashmos like that, but we don't hold like that Ladini. But the Pashtus is, Dagom Ravava writes that there used to be a minig that the Chassan Rimechavit is Rebbe to do the Bedekin for him, Ayadei Shlichus. That you can be Yaitse, you can be do Shlichus, you can do Nisuin, Ayadei Shlichus. So the Rav Zatzal said that makes sense if you hold Nisuin as a separate kinyan. If you hold Nisuin as a separate kinyan, so then, you know, the Gemara has later on in the Masech, the Nayan Dalam et al, Milsa de Leisa B'Shlichus Leisa B'Tanai. Reb Chaim said that's a din bailus. If you have bailus on a certain category, that means you can appoint a Shlich, you can articulate a Tanai. You have bona fide legitimate bailus on this category. To the degree I can appoint a Shlich, I can make a Tanai. So you know what? So too when it comes to this case. If you hold it to separate Kenyan, let me appoint a Shlich. That's obviously what the Dagim of Abba held. But the Rav held it was wrong. The Rav held Nisun was a Gemar Kenyan of Kedusha, it's a Hasar, someone there. You do an action and the Torah takes over. You don't have bailus on it to appoint a Shlich. He held that you have to be makbid, that the Chassan should do the Bedekin himself. A lot of times the Chassas, if you notice, sometimes the mother's help or the mother-in-law helps. You should make sure if you're Masada Kedushin that the Chassan himself should exclusively do the Bedekin himself without any help at all, based on what the Rav's saying, and that was the lumdus the Rav wanted to suggest. Memela, so that's three very good nafkaminas, how we would view Nisuin. Another nafkamina that Sameach has in Pirik Yud Nichos Ishis, we're all familiar with the concept of Edim, Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover. And the Gemara writes in Kedushin and Samechem Beis, it says, Lo Ivris Sahadi El Lashakri, that Edim, when it comes to Dini Moments, are needed Livruri Adover. Meaning, if I lend a guy money, it's recommended I have Edim. So he doesn't play games with me and says, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. But if I lend the fellow money with there's no Edim, does he still owe me the money? Of course. Edim Livruri Adover, it's not the Kuvah. It's just recommended. But when it comes to giving the Kedushin, the Ritva has a famous comment in Kedushin and Mem Gimel and Beis that Edim for Gittin and Kedushin are not Livruri Adover, but rather they are Likiyumi Adover. They are essential and integral to the Maisa Kedushin and the Maisa Get, and without them there, it would not be a Get or Kedushin. And the way the Rav Zatzal said it, B'Shem Reb Chaim, is that Gittin and Kedushin require a higher level of Das than Stam Dini Mominus. And in order to supply that environment that the Bali Dover, the man and women, reach that high level of Das, you need the Edim to be an integral part. That's why any Eid Aroa that sees a Chuppah automatically becomes an Eid. That's why the Ritva writes, the Chassan has to be man of the Eidim, to exclude everyone in the room, otherwise you have a problem, and you should bolt themselves a bolt the Kula, because they're Krovim there. So you see clearly that getting the Kedushin, there are categories where you need what? You need to have a high level of Das, and the Eidim are integral to have that, create that environment. Mele, they become Eidis Likiyumi Adover. So the Shail is, so Machleik is the Rabban Mukhi Yosef, whether you need Eidis Likiyumi Adover, for Yibum. But what do you do about Nisuin? So Rasamech has that suffix. Do you need Edis Likiyumi Adavar Nisuin? So Lechura, that's the Shaila. If you hold Nisuin as a Gemar of the Kedushin, and it's just you do the mice in the term, and Mela says it's Chal, so Mechatesi, you should need a high level of Das that I should require Edis Likiyumi Adavar. It's like Yibum. If you take that side, you don't need Edis Likiyumi Adavar for Yibum. But if you hold it as a separate Kinyan, it's quite Nistabir, that just like by Kedushin in Edis Likiyumi Adover, so too for the Nisuin, and that's why some Masada Kedushin say that for the Bedekin, they always try to say, let the Edi Yichud, whoever's going to be the Edi Yichud, they should also see the Bedekin. So you need to make sure you get strong guys for the Edi Yichud if they're going to see also the Bedekin, so they should see the Bedekin itself. Maybe you should have the same Edim, so maybe it's not our topic, because if you don't have the same Edim, maybe it's a problem, Chetzi Dover. Okay, that's not for our topic. But if you're going to be Machmir, you don't want to have chumrashir bali de kula, so you'd want to have the same aidan maybe to see that. So that's some nafkaminas, four nafkaminas that we want to suggest about nisuin. So maybe based on all this, I once heard there was a great Rosh Yeshiva in Skokie Zatzal, his name was Rav Rogoff. He wrote the sefer called Ateris Mordechai. And he wanted to say a suggestion that in the second Tosis in the Masechta begins Besulinisis Liyom HaRavi. So Tosis is bothered by, why doesn't it just say Nosinis Absula, like Ish Mekadish? So he gives three terutzim. The first terutz is for brevity. Right, Nosinis Absula is three words, Besulinisis is two words. So we know the Mishnah always wants to be concise. That's the first terutz. The third terutz is, by Nisun there's no Beferish of Pasuk. Like by Kedusha says, Ki Ikach Ish Isha, so it says Ish Mekadish. But there's no Beferish in this Pasuk by Nisun that says Ish. Okay, that's the first and third terutz. What's the second terutz? Second terutz is because if you'd say Nosinis Absula, it would give off a Havim and you could do Nisun Baal Korcha. So if you teach that, I don't want to have that Havamina. So why would you entertain, Rav Rogoff said, why would you entertain a Havamina that Nisun could be done by Korcha? Kedusha can't be done by Korcha. So maybe the Vort is exactly this. If Nisun is a Gemar of Kedusha where it's Asar Samonea, just like Yibum can be done by Korcha, it's Kaina, Mishkin Yavamas Nuhem and Alf, maybe you can entertain a Havamina that Nisun also would be done by Korcha as well. The first and third Teretz we would suggest deny that because Nisun is a separate kingdom. You wouldn't even entertain it's a Havamina that it could be done by Korcha. That's the first and third terutz. But the second terutz says, yes, maybe I would think it could be done by Korcha because it's Memela, because it's Asar Samonea, and therefore maybe I would have such a Havamina. Kamashma, it can't be done by Korcha. But at least I would entertain such a Havamina. That was the lumdus that he wanted to say. So getting back to that point we said about Shechianu, Rabbi Yosef Zichat Zagabroch didn't ask about Shechianu by Nisuin, but Lechura, we could say if Nisuin is a Gemara of the Kedusha, whatever he answered by Kedushin, Lamais, you'll say that same answer by Nisuin. Because it's really a Gemara. It doesn't warrant a Shechianu. Maybe the Kasha doesn't even start if you hold that it's a Gemara. You're not going to ask the Kasha, why is there no Shechianu on Nisuin? I already answered Shechianu, why there's no Shechianu on Kedushin. It's not a Kinyan on its own. If it is a Kinyan on its own, why is there no Shechianu? So you could say the same Teretz. That how do you know, God forbid, it might not be a good marriage? And number two, the Shach writes in Yordaya that any mitzvah that does not have a kavua bozman, we don't say a shechianu. So you could always say that answer the Shach in Chof Ches in Yordaya. So this is regarding Lamaisa, how we view the concept of Nisuin. So if you take this a step further, since we're talking about the topic of Nisuin, let's define what Nisuin is, right? Would be very appropriate, right? We're talking about Nisuin. What exactly is Nisuin and Chuppah? So it's interesting because the Mishnah before in, let's start like this. The Tur in Siman Samach Aleph quotes five Shitas in Rishonim as to define exactly what Nisuin is. The Rambam in Pirik Yud and Chasishas Halach Aleph and Bey says Beferish that Chuppah is Yichud, where the man and woman go off by their on their own in a separate room, right? However, how many minutes you want to say. There's five shittas in Tanoim and Sota, how long it's supposed to be. Different Masada Kedusha, different Minhagim. I do 10 minutes. Maybe 10 minutes is a big chumrah. I always tell the Eidi Yichud to do 10 minutes. One of my, Rav Friedman Shlita, Rav Shivan Skokis, one of my Rebbeim, told me recently the Brisker Rav, I think, said 4 minutes. He said from the Brisker Rav, 4 minutes. Whatever sheet it is, we know the Rambam defines Chuppah as being Yichud, and the Drisha writes there in Siman Samach Aleph that it's preferable if it's his own house. But that's not Likuva. But the Rambam holds Chuppah as Yichud. Okay, that's the Rambam sheet. The Ran and the first Daf in Aleph Amud Aleph in the Daf Yariv says that it's Achnasas L'Rishus. He brings her into his Rishus. There could be 1,000 people that you don't need Yichud. You need him to bring her into his Rishus. That's the Ran sheet. Tyson Yuma on your Gimel and Beis quotes Yushalmi, that it's Bedekin. The concept Bedekin, which we already said was unique because it's before the Kedushin in the way we do it. And the fourth and fifth sheet of the Mechaber Ramah quoted Siman Nun Hei, which is the fourth sheet is that you spread a handkerchief on her head during the bracha, and that's the concept of Chuppah. and you spread the handkerchief over Shas Bracha. And then the last sheet, the fifth sheet, is the Ramah extends that a little bit and says that you say you stand under a chuppah mamish, a canopy. And Rav Shechter Shlita has in the sefer that maybe has to have a tzuris pesach. However, you know, very serious thing. You bring her then into the cheder yichud, and the brachas are said beforehand, and you eat there. He specifically says you have to eat there. So when you get married, probably you're fasting anyway. You're going to be hungry, but there's a sheet in the Ramah that says bedavka, you have to eat to fulfill that sheet. So that's a little bit of a extension of the four sheet, but it's a little bit more extended. So those are the five sheetas you have as to define what nisun is, and we do all those. So let's ask a bunch of kashas, which will take us a little bit further into the havana of what nisun is. Okay. The Mishnah has a little bit before naf al piyamem chesam and naf luchur is beferish what nisun is. It says achnasas lurshus maser av l'shluchi abal. That whole Mishnah is where you're giving over auspices from the father to the chosin. And that defines nisun. All the dinim come into play. Mizonos, shiriksus, right? All those halachas come into play. You know, the halachas where he gets her maisei adayin, all these halachas that come into play. He has to bury her, rachman al asan, if she dies, if she's captured, he's got to redeem her. All these halachas. Those are learning the first parak in Daf Beis Manaf. The Gemara discusses what's the same Mishnah there. We'll get to the Mishnah on Nun Zayin about Egiyas Mavlo Nasu. That also is a shiloh what the Hagdar is, but one shot might be it's Nisuin the Rabbanon or it might be a Knas. But whatever the case might be, it's Lechur enough in a Mishnah. So first Kash one asks is, what are the Rishonim struggling how to precisely define Nisuin? The Mishnah says Beferis is Achnas Rishus, like the Ran. How can you say different? That's the first Kash. Second Kash is that the Rambam in Hilchos Ishus in Pirik Yud defines chup as being yichud, beferish. And he writes, therefore, a chupas nida is not a kinyan. It's not good. Right? We don't hold like the Rambam. In Sephardim, don't hold like the Rambam. If you have a woman that's menstruating b'shas her wedding, then you should have to push off the wedding, according to the Rambam. We don't hold like that, Latina. Even in Sephardim, don't hold like that, Lahalacha. But the Rambam writes, chupas nida is not kona, because you need a yichud that's ruya labia, and you can't have yichud with her. Right, you have to put a child in the room. Right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Lamech Chesam Rav that quotes the pasuk of Suga Bashoshanim is only after he's with her once. If he's never with her, you have no heter. So that concept, the hedge of roses, right, is only after he was with her. If he's not with her, you don't have such a heter. So the Rambam writes a chuppas need is not a chuppah. So in Halacha Vav, four halachas later, he writes, except the sheva brachas by mistake yoytzizayin. So the Miri asks Akash, what do you mean yoytzizayin? Chuppas need is a zero. The Sheva Bracha should be Sheva Bracha Levatalis. The Rambam writes a Yoytzer. So that's the second Kasha, one asked. What's a pshat in the Rambam? Third Kasha is, Rav Naftali Troptzatzal Nisefer Nishurim Granat asks a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam Pirchav Beis Halacha Beis in the Choshishis writes that when it comes to the Din of Yerusha, Hachnasis L'Rishus is enough. As long as she's under his in his domain, even without Yichud. If, for example, she dies, he's Yorisher. Frekar Naftali, I thought you need Yichud. You didn't have Yichud. Also in Hilchos Nedarim and Pirik Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, normally between Eris and Nisuin, both the father and the husband share together the ability to make for Nedarim. They have to both be made for Nedarim. Once Nisuin comes, the husband has exclusive rights. That's how the Rabbazik has in Mishnah Mazbu that Rambam and Pirik Alocha Kof, Alocha Kof Beis. So you see that when it comes to Afaras Nedarim, Achnas L'Rishus is Nisuin. I thought you need Yichud. Rambam never once mentions Yichud. So that's a blatant steer in the Rambam. So that's the third kasha we're asking. Number four. The Beis Yaakov, the Nesivis, and the Sefer Anksubis on Beis Amah Afrek the Kasha. He says, according to the Mishnah in Yuma and Bismanaf, a Kohen Gadol, when he does the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, he has to be in a state of marriage. V'chipur Ba'ado, Beso Zu Ishto. So the Yushalmi says you set up a backup wife that if the first wife dies, he was Mekadosh the second wife, and it's Chal on what? Yom Kippur. And the Nisuin is Chal Zu. Beso Zu Ishto means the Kedusha is not enough, you need Nisuin. Frek the Kasha, Tashra Mita is Asr on Yom Kippur. Whether you hold his Diraisa, the Rabbanim Achlit Yishonim, but it doesn't make a difference. It's Asr. That's not Ruhi Labia. So how can you say it's Chal? That you've reached the din of Beso Zu Ishto. That's a fourth kasha. Fifth kasha. The Gemara has in Yevamos on Daf Nun Tesim and Aleph Machlekes Rav and Shmuel whether we hold Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus. What's the din? For Kohen's Mekadosh a Grusha. What's the halacha? The halacha is, and he's Mekadosher and he does Nesuin, she becomes desecrated. She no longer has a privilege to eat Shroom anymore. Yesh Chuppah L'Psulus. It's Chal vis-a-vis the Psulus and it desecrates. It's Machal her. Writes the Raman Nichols Trum Spirit Zion Alach Haftal. Paskins like Rav. So Lecha Mishnah asked in Pirik Yudah Lecha Beis Nishus, he says, Mechatesi, it's not Ruya Labia. They're going to a Grusha, it's Shalav. That's not a Ruya Labia. So why should we chal to mess her up? She's a Bas Kohen, let's say, Lamasha. She never had kids. Let her go back to her father's house to have a Heter Truma. Why does it desecrate her for good? Mechatesi, it's not Ruya Labia. That's a fifth Kasha. And the sixth Kasha I saw in the Sefer Gvuras Yitzchak. Gvuras Yitzchak, Rebbe Yitzchak Sarotz, in a great Gadol. In Lakewood, Shlita in his Sefer, and Chumash, and the Parshas Chayasari, Frekta Kasha, Taisus and Dav Zion and Midbeis, in Ksubis, in the Kasha, held by Yavarchus Rivka. By Yavarchus Rivka means that Lavan and his cohorts bless Rivka, right? Many Masadri Kedushin do that at the Bedek, and I do it, you know, you say La'afe, Ravava. Some don't because Lavan said it, so you shouldn't do it. It's in the Madrich. And I don't know if that's a raya, okay, but I do it. I figure he's a bad guy, but he loved his, at least he's such a bad guy, but he loved his sister, so it's really pure. It's even purer. So we say that bracha, but Tyson Akasha held a varchas rifka as a birkas nesuin. So birkas nesuin, sheva brachas. Frekta Akasha, according to the Rambam, chuppas yichu, that took a few days later. Much too early to say birkas nesuin. That's the kasha that he asked. So those are the six kashas we want to present. Two of them are from Naftali, the last one is Rabbi Yitzchak Sarotzky, and then we added the other three. So we wanted to suggest the following to answer these six kashas. And that is that from Naftali's Medayeg, if you look in the Ram has an unbelievable lashon, in Pirik Yud Halacha Beis. He says, Achupas Ida, he says, Lo Gomru Hanasuin, Vahari Adain Ke Arusa. That's a very beautiful lashon. Lo Gomru Hanasuin. So Rav Naftali wants to say there's Svei Dinim in Nisuin. There's a Nisuin vis-a-vis the Dini Mamana Shabo, and then there's the Dini Nisuin Dini the Isha Shabo. So a Chuppas Nida doesn't, of course, accomplish the second track, but it does accomplish the Dini Mamana Shabo. Certainly does. They were alone, and it's Chav vis-a-vis the Dini Mamana. That's what it means, Logamru HaNisuin. But it was started in the manifestation of the Dini Mamana. But she's Kiarusa because of what? The Isha Shabbat wasn't accomplished yet. Memela, if the Chuppas Nida Sheva Brachas were said, okay, but yeah, but it's Chal because at least the Dini Mamna Shabbat you're Yaitse with. And that answers the question, what are all the Rishonim struggling about? It's enough in the Mishnah regarding the Dini Mamna Shabbat. That's Mem Chesem Rav. But who says that can also accomplish the Isha Shabbat? The Ran says it does. Ram says, no, you need Ichud. The other Rishonim say you need Bedekin. Or you need to spread the handkerchief and do the Chuppah and bring her into the room and eat. They're arguing how do you accomplish the second level. Memela is not a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam says to accomplish the Isha, she need Yichud. But regarding the Dini Mamonis, for our purposes, anything that's not Isha Shabbat, namely Yerusha or Hafaris Nadar, not granted, Yerusha or Shechter Shlita has a whole mahalach in the Rambam, the Chukas Mishpah, the Yerusha might be an element of Isra, but for our purposes, anything that's not the Isha Shabbat is considered Dini Mamonis. And therefore, it's no steer in the Rambam. Chuppas Yichud is by the Isha Shabbat, but by the dinim of what? The dinim of the halacha of the dinim of Mamna Shabbat, which is Yerusha, we'll say, and we'll say, Afar Sadar Machnashas Lerusha suffices. Memela, that forever is the Beis Yaakov's Kasha. Who says with the Kohen Gadol has to be a state of Nisuin of the Isha Shabbat? It's enough to have the dinim of Mamna Shabbat. Beis Luzu Ishto. So Memela on Yom Kippur, you're chal the dinim of Mamna Shabbat. You have to chal the Isha Shabbat. And the mele yesh chuppah lepsulis legabe the dini mamna shabbat that it does desecrate. Truma also will be considered dini mamna. Obviously, truma is isra. The zari truma is chayvus v'shem. But for our purposes, yesh chuppah lepsulis legabe the dini mamna shabbat. She loses her schusti truma. It's not considered to be ishus. Anything that's not ishus considered to be under the dini mamnas. The mele that would forever for the last kasha. If you look in the sforna on that pasuk samach aleph. In Chayesara, you know what he says? It's amazing. almost jumped out of my seat when he saw this. He says, Maser Shluche Abau L'Shluche Av. He quotes that Mishnah because it was considered to be a Nisuin. That was Aknas L'Shus. So it wasn't such a great Lamdin, Lovin. But Lamaisi said the brachas, it wasn't too early because it was Chalim that didn't come to Shibbo. Memeila, you could say Beferish, Halacha L'Maisa, that in fact you were Yaitzin. This old shtickle you have in the Sefer that I wrote my father-in-law, Zatzal, the Zecher Nishmas, in the Sefer, this old shtickle. But maybe based on all this, we could suggest, maybe those are the Tzadim in the Gemara, perhaps. Not Mukrach, but perhaps. Maybe we could suggest, Chibis Chuppah or Chibis Bia. There's no doubt that Bia, L'Shem, Chuppah, everyone agrees is good. If you do a Bia, L'Shem, Nisuin, everyone is going to agree it's good. The Roshonim are saying there are five ways to accomplish that, but if you do a Bia, L'Shem, Nisuin with Adam, for sure it's good. The Shaila is here, is it Chibis Chuppah or Chibis Bia? So maybe one could suggest, if Chuppah is a separate Kinyan on its own, then it doesn't have to be connected with Bia. Chibis Chuppah on its own is Kona. But if you hold that, it's just a Gemara Kinyan in the Kedush, it's like I saw someone had, really Chuppah is just a segue to Bia. So it's not enough Chibis Chuppah, you need Chibis Bia. That's the Shaila. If it's a separate Kinyan, then Chibis Chuppah is good. But if you hold that, it's just a segue to the Bia. It's not a Kinyan on its own, it's just a bridge to the Bia. So it's like Asar Samonea. So the Gemara Paskin, as we said, according to the Rosh and the Ritva, with the Im Tibis Lomer, fits quite well, that Chibis Chuppah is Kona, that it's a Maisa Kinyan on its own. Chibis Chuppah is... So the Gemara asks the Shaila of Ashi, do you take it to the extreme, square or cube, that even if it's person needed, maybe even if it's person needed, where it's not even Ruyul Chuppah, Ruyul Bia, maybe it's still Kona. Maybe it's such a separate kinyan on its own that it can be divorced from the bee itself to the degree she's personita. There's a shayla machlekes Rosh Mordechai. Was she personita before or even afterwards? It's a machlekes Rishon. But the mahalach might be that maybe it's a separate kinyan on its own that you don't have to say right now she has to be roy labia. And the Gemara blibes take her. So maybe that's the way we could be mazmer the Gemara, Lamaisa, that it's a separate kingdom to that, to the nth degree, to the degree that maybe at that time she wouldn't even mutter but be it. But it's such a separate kingdom that I'll view it that it's shaf, it's chal, and the mele that would be good. That the Gemara says I'm not sure about. That we have to leave open as a shiloh take. Okay, we'll stop here. You want to have a good night. Yeah. Yeah.
Why can't you leave it to that man?
What'd you say?
What is this?